Let us get started. Welcome to our recording person announcer as well. I was waiting for the person to come along. Welcome back in the afternoon, and I want to dive straight in into Dhammapada. And in the Dhammapada, it says, if you value yourself, then watch closely today and every day. Meditate. Discover for yourself what is true, and then encourage others to do the same. In order to fix the wrongs of the world, you must first do a more difficult thing. Discover yourself. So, in a way, that's what we've been sort of launched into with the support of Avamogga City so far, beginning to look into the depths of ourselves, looking inwards and doing that really with compassion, kindness, and courage. And we were talking about integration this morning. Welcome if you weren't here this morning. So we were discussing integration quite a bit, and I had a lunch and then short walk where I walked a partner. My partner went to a party, would you believe it? It is a Buddhist party, but party nevertheless. And when I was outside, I saw quite people sort of carrying their bottles of champagnes and strawberries for picnics. And it made me think that conditions are quite testing in the sense that, for us to carry out the commitment in the conditions that we are in at the moment, where we set the time aside to be on retreat, we set the time aside to practice. And then when we come out of our homes where we're based, we're being in the world, in the middle of the world. And I was having another sit before this session. And when I was sitting, I opened my window, which I closed for the session. And then I thought, gosh, there is all of us outside in meditation in our different places that we bear each other in mind. And there are also all these people around in our total proximity going on in their lives. So we have launched into this idea of integration and started to explore who is it that is to boldly go. And really, what's important is this threat of continuity. So we need to get to know ourselves intimately. We need to get to know what we get up to in our minds from moment to moment. Not in a sort of judgmental way, but in a way that we're just aware of what's happening and what we're doing. And for that, we need mindfulness. There is a real, continuity, that threat for us to discover what is happening. We need this continuity of awareness. And when that is practiced, we train in our practice. So we train to be aware within a practice, but then it can be also being aware between practices, and then that we can extend that to all our other activities that we might not necessarily think of as practice. And then we can even take it further, and that is when we go to sleep, we can be aware. The practices, some of the Tibetan practitioners do sleep yoga, so they even extend that awareness and the state of mindfulness and awareness into sleep when they're sleeping. So mindfulness and energy are very important on this journey of integration. And I thought I would mention the word virya, which is a Sanskrit word. And virya is not just any energy, but energy to the pursuit of the good. So it's this diligence where we are powerfully inclined, we've got this volition to move towards what we would think of as skillful. And virya itself, it's not the action itself, it's a mental state. So there is something about cultivating a particular mental state, which then gets expressed in an action. So in Dhammapada, one more quote from Dhammapada in chapter 11, it says, "The brilliant chariots of kings are destroyed, so too the body dies. The only aspect of life that goes on living is awareness and the truth it brings." So what I want us to do is let's practice together. Let's do a period of mindfulness practice. And we can bring into our practice, we can bring into it, this awareness and this this mental state of virya, where we're trying to remind ourselves and move towards what our intention is for the period of meditation. So we will meditate for about 25 minutes and then we'll have groups after that. So if you would like to set yourself up for meditation, that will work well for you. That will be supportive. And I'll talk a little bit to start with, and then I'll ring four bells for mindfulness of breathing. And it might be that you go through the stages with the bells, or you might just focus on the breath. If your attention on the breath is quite stable and you are with the breath and your awareness is quite stable, then you don't need to be moving through the stages. The bell can just be a reminder of the time passing for you. So yeah, I invite you to adopt a posture in which you can be grounded, in which, in fact, you can let go, you can relax. You've made it here in the afternoon. It's already part of the intention of you practicing. You've already turned up. So there is something about just relaxing, arriving, letting the ground, whatever you're sitting on or lying down on, let that be what holds you. And become aware of any sensations. in areas that make contact with the ground. So just notice those sensations. Let your attention rest on those sensations. Just allowing yourself to rest in this kindly awareness. And in your own time, bringing your attention to your breathing. And just noticing the breath, whether it's long, is it short? Is it deep or shallow? Just resting your attention on the breath. And as we're practicing our mindfulness of breathing, just notice kindly if your mind wanders off, and bring it back to the breath with kindness. Knowing that in itself is an act of virya. An act of diligence. Noticing. Being aware. And resting in kindly awareness.
So in your own time, bringing this particular practice to a close. Maybe engaging the senses, connecting with each other visually as well. And we'll have a period of going into groups in a moment. And I just want to say a little bit about groups. We'll have groups now, and then we'll be in the same groups again tomorrow afternoon. And really, it's an opportunity for us to reflect and be witnessed by others that are practicing with us. So it's an opportunity to, in a way, when we're in a group, you provide this space for others to say what's on their mind, to say where they're at, to reflect on their experience and maybe verbalize that experience. So I'd encourage you to practice listening in the groups, and that when somebody's speaking, you really actively listen to what they say and give that gift of listening. We'll have 25 minutes in the groups, or just under 25 minutes. We'll come back for about 5 or just after 5. And it's an opportunity for you to say where you're at in terms of arriving to the retreat, or you might explore already some of the questions or maybe some answers that have popped up for you, or just talk about your experience of meditation. And we'll come back together as a whole group and have a bit of space to talk as well as a whole group. So when Patricia is ready,